Gentlemen, welcome back to another episode of Joshua Segafis in the Morning. This is the daily masculinity dating relationship attraction show designed to help men crush it in their dating game. Gentlemen, today I'm sharing something with you that's incredibly important if you want to schedule more second dates, if you want to increase your close rate on dates. In fact, gentlemen, these three secrets that I'm about to share with you literally tripled my close rate once I started practicing them. And before I understood these three secrets, I'm going to tell you what, when I did schedule dates, they would tend to fizzle out. There would tend to be zero sparks. There would tend to be no chances for hookups, no second dates. And after I implemented these three secrets, women started literally hitting me up for second dates. Gentlemen, these are really important things. You have to learn how to run a date. Getting women's numbers, asking them out on dates, scheduling dates, filling your calendar with dates is amazing. But if you do not learn how to run a successful date as a powerful, masculine, attractive gentleman, then guess what? It's all going to be for nothing, because once women get on the date with you, they're not going to be excited about it. It's going to fizzle out. They're going to get bored. They're going to be like, well, you know, this wasn't really what I thought it was going to be. And that's not what you want. You want to increase attraction. You want to increase interest after the first date. So gentlemen, these three secrets are going to help you do that. Secret number one, greet her and welcome her into your domain. Okay, when you schedule the date, of course, you're going to pick the time, the place, the activity, etc. You're probably going to end up meeting her there. If this is going like most dates do generally on the first date, you meet at the place and you want to get there, establish home field comfort. Establish the fact that now that you're in this place, it's kind of like this is your territory, this is your domain, and you are welcoming her into it. In fact, I recommend you getting there earlier, 5 minutes early. If she's even earlier than you, that's fine, but get there a little early so that you can just sit down and establish that this is a comfortable place for you and welcome her into it. When she gets there, welcome her warmly. Greet her with a hug, with a smile, shake her hand. This is a very professional part of the process. You want to greet her almost like you're greeting the client that you're about to sign a $1 million deal with, gentlemen. This is a true secret to making her feel at ease and comfortable right off the bat. And that comfort plays into safety and security, which is something women value very highly. And so this is a massive boost. By contrast, if you act unsure of yourself, if you're not confident, if you act shy, if you act timid, she's going to be very anxious. It's going to make her feel very anxious, gentlemen. Number two, start flirting and escalating fast. Follow what I call the 5-10-20 rule. When you first start talking to her, it's very professional. You're just kind of bantering, maybe talking about the weather, asking her how her day was, basic stuff. But then 5 minutes in, you want to be building connecting conversation. You want to be asking her questions like, so tell me about your past. Where did you grow up? Tell me about your family. Tell me about your past relationships. You want to get her to open up and talk about things that are meaningful to her, creating some emotional impact. And then 10 minutes into the date, gentlemen, you want to be flirting, escalating just a little bit. You want to have maybe touched her hand, touched her shoulder, sat a little closer, be flirting, telling a few jokes, these types of things. And by 20 minutes in, sometimes you can spread this out to 30 minutes, sometimes even 40 minutes. But gentlemen, listen to me. This is so crucial. You want to get that first kiss in earlier rather than later. I find that 20 to 30 minutes, that mark works exceptionally well if you run your game right. Now, this is a little sensitive. If you struggle with this part of the process, gentlemen, I would encourage you to book a free 15-minute discovery call with me. I coach men on how to run dates. I coach men on how to fill their calendar with amazing dates, to create an amazing dating life of success, to change the dating destiny for the better. So if you're struggling with your dating life, I encourage you to book a free 15-minute discovery call with me. There's a complimentary service I offer everyone in my audience to help them make their dating lives better, because that is my purpose and my mission in life. And also, I have one-on-one coaching services. I also have a full masculinity and dating system. But with that being said, it all starts with that free 15-minute discovery call. And sometimes we solve all your dating problems on the 15-minute call. So no need to do anything else. And you'd be surprised how often that happens. So you've got to start flirting, escalating fast. If you go too slow, you're going to end up in the friend zone. She's going to end up thinking this is kind of boring. This feels like I'm meeting up with a coworker. I don't really like this. Okay. So you've got to flirt and escalate, make her realize, oh, this guy's interested in me. We're on a date. I'm here to get swept off my feet, get seduced by masculine gentlemen. That's what you want the vibe to be. And then secret number three, treat every conversation thread like a mini adventure, gentlemen. So for example, every adventure has the beginning where you kind of establish the baseline of the story. Then it has a conflict somewhere in the middle, or a puzzle, or a danger, or something thrown out of whack that takes the adventure and flips it on its head, something unexpected. And then it comes around to a conclusion. Generally, it's a conclusion that feels good. It's a feel-good conclusion. Gentlemen, this arc, this adventure arc should take place in every conversation thread. So for example, if she's telling you, yeah, my first job was this grocery store, and this is going to be a five-minute conversation, do not make it a boring five-minute conversation. Turn this into a mini conversation adventure by throwing something into the middle, a little bit of a twist, a little something. Challenge her just a little bit. Tease her just a little bit. Get her to tell you a deeper story pertaining to that story, right? So throw something unexpected in there. This is supposed to be an adventure, a fun adventure. And if you can make every conversation thread feel like a mini adventure and run it that way with her, this is going to engage her, make her so much more interested. It's going to get her thinking. She's going to be like, oh my goodness, like there's so much connecting conversation here. Whereas if you fail to do this, she's going to be like, oh, this is boring. I feel like I'm just recounting my life story, like I'm being interrogated because this guy just wants to sit through 40 minutes of conversation and then try to hook up with me, right? That's not what you want. You want to be treated like the type of man, respected like the type of man who is a master seducer who she can't wait to get home with. And the way you do that is by putting attention and detail into the foundational parts, the conversation, the getting to know each other, and treating every conversation like a mini adventure is how you begin building on that process of getting her to be like, wow, this guy is different. I love how this guy talks to me. Gentlemen, when you incorporate these three secrets into your dating game, I'm going to tell you what, you are going to see a boost if you do it right. You're going to see a boost in your close rate. You're going to see a boost in how often women want to go home with you and hook up. And even if you don't necessarily want to hook up, but you want to be intimate, pursue like, you know, getting a girlfriend, something like that. Even if you're not trying to date a bunch of women, when you date that one special woman, you would want her to want to come home with you, want her to want to spend more time with you, to get intimate with you. If you run the date successfully, this is going to make that more likely to happen. Also, gentlemen, when I started running these three secrets through all of my dates, I'm going to tell you what, I'm going to be honest with you. Women started coming home with me. They want to come home with me. Then they leave the next morning and they would text me wanting to set up the second date. This is how it went versus me chasing women, constantly trying to get them to want to hang out with me again. So these three secrets absolutely work for me. They literally tripled my close rate, tripled my hookup rate. And you're going to find that they can be massively successful for you as well. So gentlemen, that's going to be it. That's all I have to say on that one. And once again, if you're struggling with your dating life, want to go from dating zero to dating hero in your own life, hit me up for that free 15-minute discovery call. We might solve all your dating problems in 15 minutes, gentlemen. Go with grace and never give up your power. I will see you bright and early tomorrow morning on another episode of Joshua's Gifts in the Morning. I'll see you on the flip side, gentlemen.